So, we are at the great feast of the Transfiguration. When our Lord went up to a mountain with Peter, James, and John, and they saw the uncreated light of God coming forth from the Lord. So this was a lesson for his apostles, but it is also a lesson for us. And I guess the lesson is the same in the most general sense, in that it is, don't be afraid. The apostles were about to witness the Lord be arrested and beaten and ultimately crucified. So this was a way for our Lord to show them his glory. As it says in the hymns, in as much as they could bear it. It was to strengthen them for what was to come. So that when they saw all of this happening, they would know that he did it voluntarily. That no one arrested him beyond his will. That no one beat him without his permission. And no one crucified him unless he chose it. And that no one killed him, but he gave up his life. It was all in his hands. It was all his work, and it was all his choice. And his hope was this would strengthen those same Peter, James, and John that would be witness to all that is about to come. He also tried to teach them and us that he is the God of the living and the dead. And he is also the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. This is represented by the appearance of Moses and Elijah. One representing the law, one representing the prophets. Moses, certainly, who had been died and buried thousands of years ago. And Elijah, who was carried up to heaven. So this is another lesson for us that all those who have departed this life before us, he is the God of them too, and they are with him. But he's also the God of the living, and he is our God. And his strength and power was reinforced by the voice of the heavens saying, "This is my beloved Son." In case anyone wasn't clear yet, we get the voice of God proclaiming who this is standing on the mountain. And there's one more lesson for us. This uncreated light. This is aspirational for all of us. We say that we are created in God's image and according to his likeness. The image is infused in us, if you will, in our DNA. The template for humanity was God. This is why when the Lord says, when you take care of the least of my brethren, you're taking care of me. Because we see God in every person. Because every person is created in his image. But this likeness is something that we aspire to, that every day we try to get more and more like Christ. This uncreated light is something that's possible for us too. And there are some saints that have had this light come forth from them. Not a lot, but some. And if you look at the icons of all the saints around you, almost all of them have these little halos on their heads. This is trying to show that what we see in them is Christ's light. That they're like the likeness of God in them was so strong that we could see God through them. We could see God through their actions, through their choices, through their sacrifice. Not all of them actually glowed, but this halo is to represent that, to show us that what we see here is a person who did well in advancing toward that likeness of God. So this is an aspirational message for all of us, that this ability to let Christ's light come forth from us is absolutely something we are capable of. Through our work every day, through our prayers, through our participation in the life of the church, through how we see Christ in our neighbor and care for them, through how we get closer every day in our relationship with God. These are all ways that we grow in his likeness. So may that uncreated light of the Lord always be a guide for us, a hope for us, and an aspiration for us. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.